Recorded Books and One Click Digital present As Good As Gone by Larry Watson. Narrated by Richard Poe. Chapter 1. He's watching, Bill Sidey thinks. My father is watching me at this very moment. But Bill can't take his eyes off the road, a steep, twisting, two-track trail that winds down from the top of the butte to the canyon floor. A juniper bush scratches the side of the car, and Bill winces. Something that sounds more solid than weeds scrapes along the undercarriage. But there's nothing Bill can do other than keep the tires in the ruts and feather the brakes to make sure he doesn't lose control on his descent. And sure enough, when the road finally levels off and Bill permits himself to look farther ahead, he sees the figure that he's sure has been there all along. A tall, lean, white-haired man stands in the open doorway of a 20-foot house trailer, his hands jammed in the pockets of his faded Levi's. Calvin Sidey, Bill's father. A hawk with prey in sight, could not watch more intently. Bill parks next to the familiar old Ford truck, yet his father makes no move to come forward. Bill climbs out of the car, and when he slams the door behind him, it sets up an echo that bounces from one canyon wall to the other. He lives here, Bill thinks, so he can see the enemy approach. It's the same thought he's had on other occasions when he's driven out to his father's home. But this time Bill wonders if even he has that status in his father's eyes. His father calls out warily, "I didn't know you were coming." To that, Bill has no response. His father doesn't have a telephone. He picks up his mail no more than once or twice a week. How can anyone, son or stranger, notify Calvin Sidey of an impending visit? His father tries again. "What brings you out this way?" And that's Calvin Sidey in a sentence. Let's get to it. Well, that suits Bill, too. When he looks toward his father, Bill has to shield his eyes against the sun, glinting off the trailer's aluminum siding. "I've got a favor to ask." His father steps back inside the trailer. But since he doesn't shut and lock the door behind him, Bill understands that he's supposed to follow. The trailer's interior, even with windows open on every side, must be 15 degrees hotter than the July afternoon that's already topped 90 degrees.
"Can I get you a cup of coffee?"
his father asks. "Coffee? Jesus, no. A glass of water, please?" The trailer is exactly as Bill remembers it, and why not? It's likely that nothing more than the calendar page has changed since Bill was last here, though he can't recall when that might have been. His father has his life stripped down to the essentials, and for everything that's left, he has a hook, shelf, bin, drawer, peg, or rack. Bill guesses that in the cupboard there are no more than one, or at most two, plates, bowls, glasses, and cups. In that same cupboard will be a can of coffee, a box of oatmeal, a few cans of soup and beans, lard, crackers, flour, sugar, salt, and pepper. Above the two-burner stove hang a saucepan and a frying pan. On a shelf above the neatly made bed is a short row of books, and though Bill can't see the titles, he doesn't have to. These are his father's copies of Virgil, Horace, Juvenal, Ovid, Cicero, Catullus, and Pliny. The homemade gun rack above the door holds his Winchester lever-action 30-30, a 12-gauge Remington pump shotgun, and a fishing pole. And there's that calendar, hanging right next to the door. It's this year's, and the page is turned to the correct month, but Bill wonders if his father knows the date. Even if he does, the day surely doesn't mean holiday to him the way it does for most Americans. Though it's hard to imagine a man who values independence more than Calvin Sidey. Bill stands by the small kitchen table, but since his father has not invited him to sit down, Bill doesn't pull out one of the two chairs. And why two, Bill wonders, since his father lives alone and never has guests. From a pitcher on the counter, Calvin Sidey pours water into a glass, then sets the glass on the table next to an open book. Bill can't decipher any of the words on the page because the book is in Latin, a subject Bill never studied in school, but which his father has never stopped studying and translating. Also...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?